ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయముదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతి ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ. టుడే వి రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 5 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 53. యథా త్రివర్గం గురుభిః ఆత్మనే ఉపశిక్షితం నా సాధు మేనే తత్శిక్షం ద్వంద్వ ఆరామ ఉపవర్ణితాం. యథా త్రివర్గం గురుభిర్ ఆత్మనే ఉపశిక్షితం నా సాధు మేనే తచ్చిక్షాం ద్వంద్వారోపామపవర్ణితం. యథా త్రివర్గం గురుభిర్ ఆత్మనే ఉపశిక్షితం నా సాధు మేనే తచ్చిక్షాం ద్వంద్వారామోపవర్ణితాం. యథా త్రివర్గం గురుభిర్ ఆత్మనే ఉపశిక్షితం నా సాధు మేనే తచ్చిక్షాం ద్వంద్వారామోపవర్ణిత. యథా యాజ్ త్రివర్గం, ద త్రీ ప్రాసెసెస్ రిలీజియన్, ఎకనామిక్ డెవలప్మెంట్ అండ్ సెన్స్ గ్రాటిఫికేషన్. గురుభిహి బై ద టీచర్స్, ఆత్మనే అన్ టు హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజా, ఉపశిక్షితం ఇన్స్ట్రక్టెడ్ నా నాట్ సాధు really good mene he considered tat shiksham the education in that dvandva arama by persons taking pleasure in duality in material enmity and friendship upavarnitam which is prescribed. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The teacher Sandai Namarka instructed Prahlad Maharaj in the three kinds of material advancement called religion, economic development and sense gratification. Prahlada, however, being situated above such instructions, did not like them. For such instructions are based on the duality of worldly affairs, which involve one in materialistic way of life, marked by birth, death, old age and disease. Purport. The entire world is interested in the materialistic way of life. Indeed, practically 99.9% of the people in the three worlds are uninterested in liberation or spiritual education. Only the devotees of the Lord, headed by such great personalities as Prahlad Maharaj and Narad Muni, are interested in the real education of spiritual life. One cannot understand the principles of religion while staying on the material platform. Therefore, one must follow these great personalities. Swayambhur Narada Sambhu, Kumara Kapilo Manuhu, Prahlado Janako Bhishmo, Balir Vaya Sakir Vayam. One must follow in the footsteps of such great personalities as Lord Brahma Narada, Lord Shiva, Kapila, Manu, Kumaras, Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishma, Janaka, Bali Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami and Yamaraj. Those interested in spiritual life should follow Prahlad Maharaj in rejecting the education of religion, economic development and sense gratification. One should be interested in spiritual education. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is spreading all over the world, following in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj, who did not like any of the materialistic education he received from his teachers. Om Ajnana Timirindasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gauravaktunda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada described materialistic education that is being taught. He described it as slaughterhouse education. Children are simply slaughtered. So in a Gurukul type of education, they were taught right from the beginning how to control their senses, how to control their mind. Then how to respect people, elders. So all these things are not taught now, and they were only taught how to earn money. And even our school also, they teach same thing. So all our devotee children, they say they get spoiled because. All the other children, they watch TV and everything, and internet, cell phones, and they bring all that contamination, and they learn all galis and everything. Right? Utpal Sangvi school, one of her devotee children studied there. She was saying, Utpal Sangvi school is famous for, or notorious for, affairs. Chote chote bache. I have crush on that girl, I have crush on that boy. Eighth standard, seventh standard. Jamnabai school is notorious for taking drugs and all hi-fi people there. Our school, I hope Kapila Prabhu is not hearing. They learn a lot of galis, it seems, in our school. They are very, disturbed. So this is all, Srila Prabhupada, now they are constructing a big school in Vrindavan, 100 crores. I don't know how much Prabhupada will be pleased with that. Teaching, they have a advertisement there. IIT coaching they will give in our Gurukul. Right? So Srila Prabhupada, you study all these things and you go to hell. Right? IIT what? Srila Prabhupada said, the fattest pig is slaughtered first. Have you heard this? Indians with big lot of bad karma, they are sent to America. Right? All these IITians and where they... They simply go to hell after studying all these things. And 99.99% people, Prabhupada writes, they are only interested in these three things, how to earn money and enjoy their senses. And they don't enjoy anything. They only simply suffer. Right? Materialistic people, Srila Prabhupada said, all these men, modern people, they are like men haunted by ghosts. Ek joke hai. Mangal sutra latkaya to, ladki shadi suda. Mu latkaya to, ladka shadi suda. You know? All these people, like in Vrindavan, they, you know, when you go to Nandagaon and all, they'll say, ha, 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 so, ha, so, you know. Right? In Ramandriti also, they keep make you laugh, right? Jo hasa, uska ghar basa, aisa bolte, hai na? Aur ek joke hai iske upar. Jo hasa, uska ghar basa, jiska ghar basa, wo kabhi hasa? Right? All this. They simply, you know, imagine that, you know, if I get money, I'll be happy. If I get a beautiful wife, I'll be very happy. You know, all this trivarga, they simply give miseries to people. Right? So, that is why Prabhupada is saying in the purport, you know, we should give spiritual education. So, Shri Prahlad Maharaj, he was not interested. He was above this, you know, this materialistic education. So, he was not interested. He was simply interested in Krishna consciousness. So, that is the mood of all the acharyas. You know, that is why now this book distribution program is coming. We should preach Krishna consciousness, you know. It should be our goal of life. Prabhupada said, give one life to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want to enjoy, maybe in future you can enjoy. But give one life to Lord Chaitanya. You spread Krishna consciousness. You know, you just dedicate your life. Right? So this is the great mercy of, you know, so next verse, you know, that's what Prahlad Maharaj says. When the teachers went home to attend to their household affairs, the students of the same age as Prahlad Maharaj would call him to take the opportunity of leisure hours for play. So, now in the next chapter, Prahlad Maharaj teachings, you know, what he learned in the womb of the mother, like that, it will come. So, Prahlad Maharaj, when teachers are away, whenever there was a time, he would take the opportunity and bring all the boys and preach Krishna consciousness. Right? So, Prahlad Maharaj, once Harikesh Maharaj, Prabhu, he told Prabhupada, he was giving continuously lectures and quoting Prahlad Maharaj. So Harikesh Prabhu told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I think you are in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. You know? Srila Prabhupada smiled and said, yes. You know, we all should follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to have headache, you know, when he took incarnation, because he was always worried how to deliver these people of Kali Yuga. You know? So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they would strive very hard, preach Krishna consciousness, and go to each and every house and tell them to chant Hare Krishna, you know, to relieve the headache of, you know, sadness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every year, all the devotees from Bengal, they would go to Jagannath Puri and they stay there for 4 months. And then, every time, all the devotees would start leaving for their places, home. Mahaprabhu would call them and each and every one devotee. And then he would praise them and give them instruction. Wonderful, wonderful pastime. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Advaita Acharya. and with great respect he told him that achandala, shuddha bhakti diyodan. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Advaita Acharya that you give Krishna consciousness even to the chandalas. Like that. So Prabhupada writes, Shri Prabhupada writes in the purport that chandala means the lowest of mankind. One who eats dogs. Dog eater is called chandala. So such a person is called the lowest among the men. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, even to the lowest among the mankind, you give Krishna bhakti. You give Krishna bhakti. So Prabhupada writes, this is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That give, without showing any discrimination. So in modern society, they have this so much complaint against Brahmanas. All these so many scholars and all, especially Dr. Ambedkar and all, they denounced Vedic literatures. They burnt, in 1929 or 30, Ambedkar burnt Manu Samhita. Then they wrote so many articles, and then they denounced Varnashrama system. Because they felt that Brahmanas and Kshatriyas, they were harassing, Dalits and other, downgraded people. Prabhupada says, in a solution, what they did, right? Dr. Ambedkar converted, mass conversion was there into Buddhism. They denounced Hinduism and they converted to Buddhism. Right? It is all same, like Hinduism, like Rasarajabhu says, Hinduism is Buddhism. So that is why we lost so many of them, right? Buddhism, right? I always say this, I am always flabbergasted. They say Hindus became intolerant. What intolerant? They made a Muslim into a god and they are worshipping him. In Shirdi, right? Who is Shirdi Sai Baba? He was a Muslim. And they made him into god. And what else, you expect? Right? So this is called Buddhism. You don't know whom to worship. Anybody, they'll make God. Right? That way Christianity and Islam, they are better, They have monotheistic philosophy, and in Islam especially, they have a blaspheme law. If anybody blasphemes Prophet Muhammad or Allah, they'll be killed. If anybody claims that I am like Prophet Muhammad, they will kill him. If anybody says that I am Allah, they will kill him. Like that we also should have. So this is a very unfortunate situation in India. So they converted into, from Buddhas they became Buddhist. So did that solve their problem? All the Buddhists are there very happy. So rather I would think, I always think that if they had studied Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings and converted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not make any difference. He did not discriminate that you are a chandala, you are this. Even Krishna also says, Mamhi Partha Vyapashritya, Yepishu Papa Yonayaha, Sriya Vaishya Tata Sudras, Tepiyanti Param Gatim, Kimpunar Brahmana Punya Bhakta Rajashyastata Antyam Askam Lokam Imam Prapya Bhajasvimam. Mamhi Partha Vyapashritya. Anybody who this Sri Vaishya and Sudra, they are considered sinful people. Somebody who has committed lot of sins. They take birth as Vaishyas, Sudras and women. Krishna is saying, even such people also, if they take shelter of me, Tebhyanti Param Gatim, they will achieve perfection. What to speak of Kimpunar Brahmana Punya?
You know what to speak of Brahmanas who have done punya? No, bhakta rajashi astata, bhaktas and rajashis, anityam asukam lokam. You know, this temporary world and full of miseries, anityam asukam lokam. Imam prapya brajasvamam. You know, those, you know, they will all come to me. So Krishna did not make any discrimination. Lord Chaitanya did not make any discrimination. They invited everybody. You come, come, come. You know, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that, you know, he delivered even dogs, animals. One of our devotees, anybody attended Prajamandal Parikrama? They came back? Some of our devotees, they were there for 1 week, Prajamandal Parikrama, they were doing. So one dog was doing Parikrama every day. Dog will not do anything, you know. So they all will give him prasad, and it seems he never crossed Gauranga, you know, Gaunita deities. Always behind, you know, walking behind Gaunita deities, you know, going along. And whenever they stop, they give them prasad, they give him prasad and all. Then he is somewhere. And again next morning when the yatra starts, he is there. You know? So this Krishna Bhakti is so great. Even dogs also, you know. Like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was conversing with all the devotees. Then he told Raghunandana, he told Mukunda Das, Raghunandana is your son, right? But is Raghunandana your father and you are his son? Or you are the father and he is your son? Mukunda Dasa said, no, Raghunandana is pure devotee of the Lord. Because of him, we all became Krishna conscious. That is why he is the father and I am the son. You know? Like that. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Sarvam Bhattacharya and his brother Vidyavajaspati. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in Kali Yuga, two things give liberation. You know what are they? Durlabh. You know what are they? Two things give liberation in Kali Yuga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Sarvam Bhattacharya. Anybody read Chaitanya Chaitamrita? No, that is holy name is there. But what Mahaprabhu told to Sarvam Bhattacharya? He said two things give liberation in Kali Yuga. Read Chaitanya Chaitamrita, you know. So, Madhya Leela especially, you must read all the time, again and again. One devotee was there, Swetati Prabhu. He was in Govinda restaurant. He told us, he used to teach Chaitanya Chaitamrita in 92-93 to us. So he told us, first you read Madhya Leela, you know, then you come to Adi Leela, then you go to Antya Leela, like that. That is how you study Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So Madhya Leela you read. So Mahaprabhu is saying that Daru and Pani, wood and water, these two things give liberation. What are the, so the Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, Daru, you know, wood, and water is Ganga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sarvam Bhattacharya, you serve the, you know, wood, and your brother will serve water. You know, so Prabhupada says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying that that's why we should go to Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, Jagannath Puri, and have darshan of Lord Jagannath. Right? Jagannath is very merciful. You know, Chakadola, right? With his big eyes. You know, he is inviting, very attractive. Right? Jagannath, you know, Britishers they used to call him Jagannath, what is, you know, Jagannath. That's how that word came, you know, Jagannath. Jagannath Puri, his dham is so wonderful, so powerful, that Lord Krishna told that even if you offer fish and eat, You know, that is considered prasad. Don't eat fish, I am telling you. That is the glory of Jagannath Puri. You know, it should be considered as a charanamrit. Don't criticize any resident of Jagannath Puri, because you should see all the residents of Jagannath Puri as 400 forms of Vishnu Dutas. All the residents in Jagannath Puri. That is why Chaitanya Prabhupada said, you distribute the dolls of Gauranga, Nityananda and Jagannath Balde Subhadra all over the world. You know, somebody is eating for worshipping Radha Krishna and Sitaram, Gaunita and all, you have to be a vegetarian, free from follow four regulative principles and all. Prabhupada said, if somebody is eating fish and they want to worship, they can have Lord Jagannath. Lord Jagannath is very merciful. Don't start eating fish. Like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Ganga. Everybody knows the glories of Ganga. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vidyavachaspati, you go to you worship Ganga. Sarvambha, you stay here and worship Lord Jagannath. Then he told to Shivananda Sen, this Vasudev Datta, he is very magnanimous. He is very magnanimous. You just take care of his financial affairs. Prabhupada, he says that he is so very kind. Anybody who comes and asks him anything, he will give. If he is not saving some money for his family, how will he maintain his family? There is one guy during freedom struggle, Sir C.R. Das. You heard any time? Huh? Who is he? Who was he? Huh? Sir C.R. Das, right? Chittaranjan Das. At that time, he was earning 50,000 rupees. So Gandhiji said, you join the freedom struggle. Sir C.R. Das said, you take my money, you want money, no? Gandhiji told him, no, I don't want your money, I want you. Right? When there is a question, some devotee, rich man, he wants to join, we should not say, you stay outside, give us money. The person, human resource, is very important, is more valuable than money. Man is, manpower is always important. So, Sir C.R. Das, then they were giving 5,000 rupees. Where is 50,000? Where is 5,000? And above that, he was a very charitable person. Anybody could come and ask him anything, he will give. Somebody comes and asks, give me 5,000 rupees, and that day he got some pension from Congress, he would give that. So Prabhupada said in one lecture, within 1 year or 2 years he died, because he could not, So it's not very, if you don't have money, you don't have to take loans and give charity, like that. So, take care of him. Then when he came to Vasudev Datta, just hear the glories of Vasudev Datta. One day Vasudev Datta approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and touched his lotus feet and told him that, my dear Lord, all these people are suffering so much in this material world. Give them, liberate all of them. And in return, let me suffer all the sinful activity reactions of all the living entities in the entire universe. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he started crying, and in his voice was, he was trembling, and his voice was choked with tears, and then he spoke that Prabhupada writes very nice purport, that Prabhupada says that this Vasudev Datta, there is no comparison to Vasudev Datta in this world. He said, Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, he is a very great person. He said, he was ready to take the sinful reactions of all his followers. Prabhupada says, but Vasudev Tatta and Haridas Thakur, they are millions of times better than Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ said, I will take the sins of only my followers. But here Vasudev Tatta was saying, he will take the suffering of sinful reactions of all living entities in the entire universe. You know, this is the difference between Vasudev Tatta. So Vasudev Tatta, he is not interested in this, Prabhupada says, you know, mundane sense gratification and other activities. Then one should not imitate also Vasudev. You know, if I say, my dear Lord, give all the sins, then I will immediately will send me down. Chalo, udri rao. And then he will not deliver also. Right? So that was, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Are, why are you saying this? No, why you have to suffer? Chaitanya, Krishna is so powerful, he is not incapable. You know, there are so many universes. If he delivers one universe, there is no last to Krishna. Yeah? There are so many millions of universes. So the, why, what is the last? That is where they say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered, right? That means we are not there. Well, during Mahaprabhu's time, even as a worm in the stool. Right? Because that time it seems Mahaprabhu delivered everybody and filled up again. Or with so many other living entities. Anyway, Prabhupada, I was hearing there is Disappearance Day festival in Mayapur. So one devotee was saying, Prabhupada told, who knew that I would meet Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur? And that devotee was saying, Prabhupada was saying that who knew, I would meet Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, and then who knew that I would come to America? So then Srila Prabhupada said, all these devotees who are coming to Krishna consciousness in the Western world, previously they were the associates of Lord Chaitanya, not associates, they have taken part in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya placed them in all these countries, in all these continents, to help me in spreading Krishna consciousness. So this is the plan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he planted, so many devotees who are associated in the Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. He kept all these devotees, all over the world. And when Prabhupada went, the Krishna consciousness spread all over the world. So this is the mood of all the devotees. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, another time, he called Lord Nityananda. He said, Nityananda, please don't come every year to Jagannath Puri. Stay in Bengal and preach. This is a chapter, I think, Lord Chaitanya visiting Vrindavan. So you must read that. Sometimes authorities in the temple, we have difficulty. Devotees want to go for yatra. And authorities are saying, no, especially for pujari department, difficult, if all the pujaris go away, who will worship the, who will cook and all. Right? So there is a, that's why we have a system, you cannot go during festival, give a schedule, one by one they can go. So that devotees stay back and do puja. Like that. Sometimes devotees protest, no, I will go, what you will do? That kind of situation is also there, right? Yatra ka jana hai. Like that. Mahaprabhu writes in the purport that this is the instruction. If somebody has service, it is not very important to go to. Prabhupada writes, Chaitanya, visiting Jagannath Puri is very glorious, auspicious. So is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopping Lord Nityananda to get that auspicious result by stopping him to visit Jagannath Puri? Yeah, but if there is some service,
it is more important to do that service than visiting, you know, dham. One should sacrifice that interest of visiting dhams. If some service is there and authority is not allowing us, not that, oh, I'll go to Vrindavan, I'll go to Mayapur. Tumko jo karna hai karo. Right? That kind of mood need not be there. You know, but if some service is there and if I cannot go to Vrindavan, no problem. Right? Just like from 1992 to 2001, every year I used to go to Mayapur festival, Gaur Purnima festival. Entire 17 days. Like that. So once I became head pujari, I cannot go there. You know, even once also I could not go. I did not go. Because here I had to be there for Abhishek and keeping the dress ready and all that stuff. Right? But if I go to Mayapur, it's nice. I can only see. But here I can do also. Right? I can do more service here. So that benefit will be there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that Nityananda, something which I cannot do, you can only do. Right? Then Prabhupada writes, Nityananda, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered only hi-fi guys and hi-fi devotees. You know, well situated, materialistically well situated, taken good birth. Those devotees only, like Sarvam Bhattacharya, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, only such devotees he delivered. You know, downtrodden, you know, uneducated, sin, Mahaprabhu did not deliver. But Nityananda Prabhu, he is the first deliverer, you know, of Jagai Madai. You know, most sinful people. So Prabhupada writes, very nice purports. Prabhupada writes, actually, then Nityananda Prabhu says, there is life and there is body. Mahaprabhu, you are the life and I am the body. You know, in whatever way you make me dance, you know, so whatever I am doing, it is because of you only I am doing. So Prabhupada writes, Bajrang Bali, you know, he flew. You know, but for crossing Samundar, Ramchandra had to build a bridge. Right? So he is showing that his devotee is more powerful than the Lord. But that power comes from Lord Himself. So Prabhupada writes, very nice purport. You should now, you know, book distribution thing is going on. Prabhupada says that the Lord wants to give credit to the devotee. But devotee doesn't want to take the credit and he wants to give it back to the Lord. So there is a competition. Lord wants to give credit to the devotee. Devotee wants, doesn't want to accept because he knows that. Then Prabhupada writes, yes, you know, it is because of the Lord. Ultimately, only by the Lord's mercy, by the Lord's power, empowerment, one can achieve something. So one should never take credit. You know, I have collected so much money, I have distributed so many books, I have made so many devotees. Right? We fight like that. Right? He is my man. You know, mera group hai. Why are you preaching to him? Like that they fight, right? They say, mera aadmi hai. Why, you know, why are you talking? Are you mera donor hai? Why you gave Mahaprasad? Are you Mahaprasad hi give diya na? Your donor will be very happy, you know. Right? Like that they fight, you know. Sometimes I give Mahaprasad to somebody. My donor. Kaika donor. Right? We should never take credit. Then we should. So only by the mercy of Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, we can preach. We can make devotees. So they are not our people, you know. If I am preaching to somebody, he is not my man. He is ISKCON's man, Prabhupada's man. Right? So ownership. So if I am taking ownership, then I am thinking I have made devotee. So I am taking credit. So Prabhupada says, don't take credit, you know, give all the credit to spiritual master and Krishna. Like that. So Prabhupada writes that, you know, so this is the mercy of
Lord Nityananda. You know, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, he delivered one jagah in Madai. But by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, his devotee can deliver millions of jagah in Madai all over the world. You know? So Prabhupada writes like that. So this is the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then, of course, I forgot to tell, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Vasudev Datta that actually you are incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. He told to Vasudev Datta. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is that, you know, to preach Krishna consciousness, spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So this is the same mood. Somebody asked Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he was a great preacher. You know, one devotee asked Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, your spiritual master, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he never preached. You know? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur's spiritual master, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, he also never preached. Right? So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gave a very nice example. Anybody remembers? Boat. You know, so see, this boat is going on, you know, moving on the river. You know, big boat. So there is an engine, and down there is a boiler. Boiler is not moving at all. But if the boiler does not work, it stops, the ship also doesn't work. So all the energy is coming from the boiler. So like that Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, he is like that boiler for this Krishna consciousness movement. All the energy to run this movement is coming from Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj's incessant chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Right? But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, when in 1913, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he wrote a letter to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. You know, that you are the only son, Vaishnava son of me. You know, please come and take me to Mayapur. Like that. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur came and he wanted to take him. But all his other sons and other relatives and all, he was very sick, you cannot take him. You know, then he was very despondent. You know, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was very despondent. And then he came back and he was waiting at the station to go back to Mayapur. Then after some time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur came in the car. Somehow he convinced him. Then he took him to Mayapur. And then he was staying there for some time. Then that time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was writing Anubhashya. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was very greatly joyful. You know, he would write commentary and then he would present to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and he would make corrections and all. And he was very glad and he was very happy and joyful. You know, whatever Srila Bhaktisiddhanta was writing. Later on, of course, he was in Calcutta. He was in Bhakti Bhavan. Then he was informed that, you know, please come. You know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him, now I am leaving, you come. But by the time Srila Bhaktisiddhanta reached, Bhaktivinoda Thakur left his body. And, you know, they performed cremation also without waiting for him. Like that. So, everybody was crying. But his mother is very cool and very grave. You know, she was not crying. That, you know, this is the right mood. You know, you are a great devotee of the Lord. And we should not lament, you know, because he joined the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. You know, and then we should follow his instructions. So, Mataji, his mother told him, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a great affection for you. Then he told, you are the only Shuddha Bhakta and follower of pure devotional service. Then he instructed you to preach pure Krishna consciousness and never give up the service to Dham. Don't give up the service to Mayapur Dham. Like that. So later on, after a few, in 1915 I think, Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj left. And when both the great acharyas left this world, there was a lot of commotion and there was controversy. There is a lot of controversy. During every time it is like that. Whenever a great acharya leaves, So then Srila Bhaktivinoda, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta taught that, you know, Vaishnava smriti, according, we should perform last rituals for a Vaishnava according to Hari Bhakti Vilas. Then remaining all the rituals they performed according to, he said, don't follow this karmakanda process. Then you all know how Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj, for body, they are all fighting and all that. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, after doing the, you know, Samadhi ceremony of Srila Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj, he stopped talking to everybody. And then he kept it to within himself, and then he was lamenting that, you know, after Gaurakrishna Babaji Maharaj left, you know, that now who will chastise me? Who will correct me? Right? And then he was thinking about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Now, for whom I will write all this literature? To whom I will show? Who will take great pleasure in reading my writings? Like that, he became very despondent and morose. Then he intense bhajan he started doing. Then he stopped meeting everybody. And then, you know, this deity of Lord Chaitanya you see in Chaitanya Mat. You know? You see Gandharvika Giridhari and Lord Chaitanya, right? That deity, in front of him only, he did intense bhajan, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So, he was crying like anything. One day, few pages of Anubhruti, you know, that I think it is the Upadeshamrita, right? Commentary. Few pages flew in front of him. Then there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami that, you know, you perform pure devotional service, you excavate, you know, transcendental pastime places of the Lord in Vrindavan, and you write transcendental literatures, then you preach, and then you preach to people, like that it came. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he thought that, I think it is a divine instruction he was indicating to me. Later on, he was thinking, you know, what to do, what, where to go. But he was very despondent. Then, Pancha Tattva, you know, in the background. And Rupa Sanatana Goswami, you know. Then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj, they all appeared in his vision. Then, Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj told Saraswati, why are you despondent? You go to go there and preach. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told, then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told that I have no intelligence, I have no scholarship, I don't have money, I don't have capability, how can I preach? Then Gaurakrishna Das Babaji Maharaj told him that don't worry, we will provide you everything. Money, incredible, you know, scholarship, you know, and then unimaginable opulence we will provide you. You just go and preach, you know. Then, after many days, some of his disciples, they saw effulgent, like he was shining like sun, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Then he was smiling. You know, then he went to Calcutta and started this ulta dingi, huh? Ulta danga. They started a place there, and then that time the rent was 50 rupees. You know, there were some quarters for grasshoppers and all this place, then you know, brahmacharis and all that. Yeah, they told him that you spread, you preach Gauranama, Gauradama, and Gaurakama. No? Gaurakrishna Sadhguru told Sri Bhaktisiddhanta. You spread these three things. You know, Gauranama, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, and Gauradama, Mayapur Dham, and Gaurakama, the desires of Lord Chaitanya. You know? Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he gave him a verbal instruction, you know, how to serve, you know, don't never give up the service to Dham. Your dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, your dham. Never give up your dham to the service to dham, your dham. So Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta gets the credit of developing Mayapur dham. You know, at that time only the Britishers wanted to construct a railway lane to Mayapur. You know what Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told? He refused. Even now railway lane is not there. You know why? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur told that I don't want all kinds of karmis to come and pass stool and urine to and make this dham heavy. You know, so when important people would come, he would they will take the bullock cart or something. You know, because all marshy land and all. Then he is the one who constructed that road. That's why that is called Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Kya sahu? Bengali kya? What they call it? Road? Sarai? Huh? Bengali mein kya bolte hain road ko? Sarai? And then he is the one who brought postal department. First post office is Mayapur. and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him, start an education institute in Mayapur. And teach, you know, all kinds of people who should come and teach Krishna consciousness people like that. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that is the mood Srila Prabhupada also acquired. You know? Preach pure devotion. That's what Prabhupada is writing here. 99.9% people, they are interested only sense gratification. But we should preach, you know, pure devotional service. And then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta and Prabhupada, they are the only ones who preached pure devotional service without any deviation, without any contamination. You know, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructed him, defeat all these, you know, apasampradayak people, you know, sahajiyas and all. Because Charandas Babaji, that time he was very popular. Like that. We went to, one devotee was saying, we went to Mayapur, Navadvip, that Chaitanya, Vishnupriya, Dham Gauranga. Right? That temple is there. From there, those Goswamis, they tried to establish that Mayapur, you know, that deity, and actually was given to Vishnupriya. And that was in Mayapur. They forcibly brought that deity to Navadvip to say that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed there. And those Goswamis, they are the ones, they have attacked Srila Bhaktisiddhanta when they were in doing parikrama. And then Bhaktisarang Maharaja, somebody, he gave his white cloth to Bhaktisiddhanta and he took his saffron cloth and they saved Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. Otherwise, they have injured and violent. There was a violent attack on Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and then somehow he got saved. Like that. So even now they don't like ISKCON, it seems, because they lose their business. They lost their business like that. So this is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. You know, this is the mood of Haridas Thakur. This is the mood of Nityananda Prabhu. This is the mood of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. And this is the mood of Srila, teach pure devotional service without any contamination. Anya Vilashita Sunyam, Jnana Karmadana. One very interesting thing I was reading, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, when he went to South India, he liked it very much, and then he stayed in Sri Perambudur for 3 months. And then he learnt deity worship, Pancharatrik Vidhi and all. That's how this Pancharatrik Vidhi and all, it's coming from Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya devotees, like that. Then he felt that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu toured here and then he made so many devotees. But just like in Bengal, after Narottam Das Thakur, for 300 years Krishna consciousness got lost. Like that, after Mahaprabhu left, Krishna consciousness in South India is completely gone. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta told, the South India is such a nice place. All this Krishna consciousness, after Mahaprabhu left, Krishna consciousness is gone. I will take birth again in South India and preach Krishna consciousness. I hope we get to meet him. He said Kanyakumari is more important place than Vrindavan. You know? Very interesting. they worship that kanya, that is Radharani it seems. Shri Bhaktisiddhanta says, once there was a meeting for all the disciples of Shri Bhaktisiddhanta, and they were discussing who will preach Krishna consciousness all over the world, who will preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. Then Shri Bhaktisiddhanta, who will preach like this? Then he said, yeah, somebody will preach. Then he stopped, he was moving his head all over, then he stopped his head, and then he was looking very staringly with concentration at one person. That time Nayanananda Baba Das Babaji Maharaj, you know, that time he was a brahmachari. Anybody knows him? You know, Champahati, right? Yeah, Gaurgadada. Champahati. He felt that he was looking at him. But later on he found out that he was not looking at him. Then he looked back. Then he was looking at Prabhupada. At the time Prabhupada was a grihastha. Then he understood, oh. Then later on he understood at that incident. Then he understood, oh. He knew, the Shri Bhaktisiddhanta knew that, you know, Prabhupada is going to preach. They had a very sweet relationship. Shri Bhaktisiddhanta, you know, this back to Godhead, that time, you know, he wanted to start a magazine and so many people gave suggestions. Then that time Prabhupada was a grihastha. Prabhupada suggested back to Godhead. Then Bhaktisiddhanta liked it so much. Yeah, yeah, we should have this. That's why Shri Prabhupada started back to Godhead magazine. You know, because it was endorsed by Shri Bhaktisiddhanta. He wanted to start that magazine. They were saying that when Prabhupada would walk, come to Mayapur, Shri Bhaktisiddhanta would be in his room. Ahat bolde na ahat. You know what is ahat? The sound of the footsteps. Just by hearing the sound of the footsteps of Shri Prabhupada, he would recognize, oh, Abhay Babu has come. Then he would be with all the sannyasi disciples. You know, he will tell them, you go. And Srila Prabhupada and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta would lock themselves in the door room and discuss, you know, for so many hours. And all the sannyasi disciples have understood what this sannyasi or Guru Maharaj is doing with this kaccha grahastha, you know. Like that. So he was, that mood was, you know, given to Srila Prabhupada. You know, like that. That's why this books, Prabhupada books, are so important. You know, we should give these books to everybody, and anybody who reads these books, you know, Prabhupada said, you know, they'll become delivered. So you may think like that, oh, we have distributed so many books. Kidare devotees kidare. Right? But actually you should not think like that. You know? This is a 10,000 years, and people who read little, you know, one by one, they will become devotees in future life, and some people will become devotees now. Like that, you know, Krishna consciousness will spread all over the world. Otherwise, how it will be possible? Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions? Comments? Okay? Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki
Jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama.